Michael Lewitt is the president of a money management firm in Boca Raton, Florida, and he writes about the financial crisis in today's New York Times. Michael, I don't know if you saw this picture. It comes from a newsstand for the South China Morning Post. This is a newsstand in Hong Kong, and it's kind of a sandwich board, and it lists the U.S. companies that are in trouble, starting with Bear Stearns, ending with Lehman Brothers, and then in kind of headline-style letters, it says, Wall Street crumbles. Is that correct?
It's certainly increasingly looking that way, and I would certainly say that if AIG is allowed to fail, that it will not be the last. And I think the world has reason to question what's going on here.
The world has reason to question whom in particular?
I think it has reason to question the wisdom of American economic policies, American regulation, and I think we owe the world an answer on how we're going to fix the mess we've created.
Connect the dots for us, if you will. For those people listening right now who are wondering why it matters if, for instance, a company like AIG is in serious trouble and there is a knock-on effect with a major foreign company, how does that foreign company get entangled in the crisis, and then how does that come back to roost here in the U.S.?
Well, it matters because all of the large financial companies in the world are connected. They all borrow from each other and lend to each other. They all do business with each other. So if a company like AIG fails, it will not be able to meet its obligations to companies in England, in France, in Russia, in China, wherever that may be.
Give us one example of a company abroad.
HSBC, Hong Kong Shanghai Bank. HSBC and AIG, I imagine, have many transactions together. If AIG is unable to pay back its obligations to HSBC, HSBC is going to have less money to lend to people in around the world. And this is what we're dealing with, is that for average people, there's less money available to borrow because these financial institutions have lost it in ill-advised investments in subprime mortgages, in other highfalutin financial products. And that's the real effect on the average person, is that credit is being rationed at every level of the financial system. And as a result, people are less able to borrow, they're less able to get mortgages on their homes, they're less able to get car loans. As a result, the prices of these assets decline, and it has a very direct effect on people's lives at a very on a Main Street level.
And how quickly does that credit crisis that you mentioned translate to loss of jobs, lack of mortgages, both here and abroad?
I think it's really a ripple effect. In some cases, it'll be very quick. Some people will lose their jobs next week. Some people will lose their jobs next month. Some people will lose their jobs next year. And it's not just at those companies. It'll be at companies that do business with those companies.
You run a money management firm. What are you telling your clients today?
We tell our clients that we want to be lenders to companies that are participating in building productive capacity. We don't want to be lenders or investors in companies that are involved in purely speculative activities, just money spinning.
Well, for nervous investors who are calling your money management firm today, it must be hard to tell them to ride it out, but what are you saying?
Well, we don't have retail investors. We have institutions as investors. We tell institutions, you know, if you're making new investments right now, you make the types I just mentioned. The other things I tell people right now is they should invest in gold, invest in Swiss francs, invest in Asian currencies. They should not invest in the dollar. The dollar is continuing to be debased by our policies and by what's going on. And
why should they do this now?
They should do it now to preserve capital. Right now, the main objective of any individual investor should be to keep what they have, because things are going to get worse before they get better. Even if there's some kind of rally, things are going to get worse before they get better. I wish it wasn't so. I take no pleasure in saying this, but that's the reality we're dealing with. I mean, there's no way to put lipstick on this pig, unfortunately.
Michael Lewitt is president of Harsh Capital Management, LLC, based in Boca Raton, Florida. Thanks very much, Michael.
You're welcome.